10:30 p.m. on June the 19th, 1962, Marie Lolly, Jacinta, and Marie Cruz, three of the visionaries from Garimbendal, Spain, shocked people in the village with frightening screams. What did they see? These girls were shown a vision of the tragic events that would befall shortly before the warning takes place. At Our Lady's request, the onlookers were to keep at a distance, but they could clearly hear the screams of the young girls as they were shown the terrifying scenes of future events, which lasted for up to 50 minutes. It was only until 1967 that one of the visionaries, Marie Lolly, revealed what she saw. According to Marie Lolly, she saw a great multitude of people who were suffering intensely and screaming in terror. The Blessed Virgin Mary explained to the girls that what they were seeing was the Great Tribulation, and that this came to pass because a time would arrive when the Church would appear to be on the point of perishing. The Church would have to pass through a terrible trial. The girls then had asked the Virgin what was this trial that the Church would have to undergo. The Virgin then responded, "Communism." Now one may question, didn't Pope St. John Paul II help bring an end to communism? Well, in 1965, Conchita, another one of the visionaries, had said that when communism comes again, everything will happen. When questioned if this meant that communism would go away before then, Conchita replied, "I don't know. The Blessed Virgin simply said, when communism comes again." According to Marie Lolly, Russia will suddenly and unexpectedly overrun and overwhelm a great part of the free world. These comments clearly referred to a communist takeover led by Russia, which will appear to have succeeded, and in the midst of this frightful aggression will be a harrowing persecution of the Church. Priests will have to go into hiding, churches will be boarded up, and it will become very difficult for the faithful to practice their religion, or for Holy Mass to be celebrated freely. Jacinta stated in 1979 that these difficult events will take place before the warning, because the warning itself will occur when the situation will be at its worst. Shortly after, the Holy Father will make a visit to Russia in an attempt to help calm the tensions, and when this happens, hostilities will break out all over Europe. Judging from this prophecy, it seems that the Holy Father would most likely play an important role in mediating between the chaos. Pope Leo XIV addressed the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square and countless others following from around the world, where he echoed the cry for peace of his predecessor, Pope Francis. He recalled first the immense tragedy of the Second World War, which came to an end 80 years ago, on the 8th of May, after causing 60 million deaths. Pope Leo then turned to modern wars plaguing the world today. While serving as Bishop of Chiclayo in Peru, then Robert Prevost spoke out against Russia's war against Ukraine in a 2022 interview with a Peruvian news outlet. Prevost condemned Russia's war against Ukraine, characterizing it as a true invasion, imperialist in nature, where Russia seeks to conquer territory for reasons of power. By explicitly naming Russia's imperialist aspirations in Ukraine, the Pope's past comments come as a departure from his predecessor's position on the war and may indicate a potential change in messaging from the Vatican. It seems that Pope Leo XIV would fit into the shoes of the Pope mentioned in the Garibandal prophecy. Let me know what you think. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, pray for us.